Blog Talk Radio.
Ambitious beats producer from Tennessee live with me right now on FML Radio. What's going on, Ambitious?
Not much, man. I'm in the studio right now as I'm talking to you, so I'm trying to work on some more stuff.
I want to talk about your style and about a Theory Pro. Pretty much all the beats you do is with him. You don't really do beats just individually by yourself. How does that work, and how did y'all get connected to start working together?
Well, me and Theory Pro actually go to the same church together, and he plays the piano at the church. So I just went up to him, and he told me he was a producer, and so I told him to send me some of his beats, and so I listened to him, and I asked him, you know, do you, like, promote them or sell them? He was like, no. So he would send them to me, and I was just like, that's when I started creating the SoundCloud and the Reverb Nation and all the social media sites. And then we just started, like, really just started working on beats together and stuff. I mean, every now and then we do make our own beats, but we do put them together as one. And we just, like, promote them and sell them and whatever's best for the beat.
Do you guys typically work separately, or do you work together, or does it kind of depend? Are there times you guys are both together in the studio working on a beat, or how does that work?
Yeah. It's 50-50, like, most time we'll work together, and sometimes we'll make our own beats, but we, like I said, we always, we'll send them to each other. Like, we make a beat by ourselves, we'll send them to, you know, back and forth to each other and tell us if it's a good beat, and then if we want to, we'll give advice on each beat that we make individually, and then if we like the beat, we'll put it together as one, and then we'll put it on social media and just play it, let it play.
How do you promote the sales of your beats? You're on LinkedIn.com, you're on Facebook, you're on SoundCloud, you're on Twitter. So you use social media. Are there any other ways that you promote your sales?
Basically all those, LinkedIn, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. I say, and really, you can just email me or inbox me in any of those sites, and because I'm really, like, negotiable when it comes to beats. So, I mean, some of them have set prices, some of them don't. I'm always, like, willing to negotiate with people. So it just determines which beat it is.
We're going to play one of your beats really quick. This one's called None of This. Right here, you can find it.
Thank you.
having on FMI Radio. It's Theory Pro and Ambitious. We are live with Ambitious. So, anything, any shout-outs, anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, let me give a few shout-outs. Let me shout-out to my family here in Nashville. I got family up in Canada. Shout-out to my cousin up in California. Shout-out to Shoddy Boy, Transformers, Universal Music Group. We got some music coming from them soon. Shout-out to Theory Pro. Shout-out to my music consultant here in Nashville. She knows she is. I ain't got to say her name. Shout-out to Duchess, and shout-out to Denver. I'm working with a few artists up there currently, so shout-out to y'all. And, of course,
Who are you working with out here in Denver?
Man, you know who it is, Sony Nuke, of course, and Amy.
Sony Nuke.
Yeah.
Yep, Amy Upchurch. Amy Upchurch is all over LinkedIn, and she also has her FM radio station here she's hosting. We got to give shout-out to Amy.
Yeah.
And Sunny
Nuke. And, of course, shout-out to Blunt Queen, too, for having me on and stuff.
That's what's up. No, shout-out to you. Thank you for, letting me have your beats and whatnot. Sent some beats for the show. For when I get stood up or for when I have some technical difficulties with individuals. So that's much appreciated for sure. So any support. And like I said, y'all can find Ambitious's beats and Theory Pro's beats on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud for sure, and link up with him on LinkedIn or Facebook. You know, holler at him. He'll get back to you. And what other projects you got going on right now? Who you collabing with?
Right now, we got a lot of stuff coming from Universal Music Group. We sent a lot of beats up there, so hopefully in the near future, you'll be hearing some more stuff. Yeah, I got another beat called Taylor Club up. We're going to be playing soon. It's actually got recorded through Universal Music Group. So, yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff. Working on a lot. More beats coming, too, so.
All right, well, you want to get to play and tear the club up real quick? This one's pretty hot. I like this.
Yeah.
Very pro and ambitious. Tear the club up.
Yeah.
So I got a question. That has a piece of a Tether Club up from 3-6 Mafia. You guys, did you have to pay for that, or how does that work as far as, you know, legally?
Well, that's actually got recorded through Universal Music Group, so they pretty much cleared the sample. They cleared the sample, and you can actually go to iTunes, YouTube. They got a video. It's Onesin featuring Natalia Dimini and Gucci Mane, and they got a video on YouTube, and you can download on iTunes. So go support that.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Oh, okay. So how did y'all get connected through Universal? How did you do that?
That's all through LinkedIn.com. I met this guy named Shawty Boy, who works up at Universal Music Group in California, and I just I had connected with him. He told me to send some of the beats, and he really liked all the beats we had. So we just started sending them, and that's pretty much how it, and that's how it went, really.
That's what's up. So social media and connecting with individuals is extremely important to producers, you know, and people that are really trying to do something here in the music field. And that was one of my first episodes, you know, talking about social media and connecting with people and professionalism. Now, real quick, I mean, I've spoken with you professionally on LinkedIn, and we've gone back and forth and exchanged messages. So I want your point of view on individuals that contact you, whether it be to work with you or to listen to their music. But when they contact you on social media and they come at you with these, you know, half-assed sentences and just kind of like throwing links at you and not introducing themselves to you, like, what's your point of view as far as professionalism and what your expectation of, like, professionalism when people come at you?
Yeah, when it comes to, like, social media, I said most of my social media sites are just pretty much about music. So if you ain't going to talk about music, you ain't going to be professional about it. If you're talking about something outside of music or the music business, I'm really not going to probably respond to you. So, yeah, be professional when it comes to me anyways, because I don't use social media for my private life. I use it for pretty much just the music, and that's pretty much it. Like, anything that's, like, business-wise, I use it for social media. But, like, private, but my personal life and stuff, I don't use it for that. I use it just for, like, music business and all that, so.
Well, like, and it'd be, like, getting on my nerves because you have individuals that are really, you know, they have talent and they're really, you know, got something, but then they just throw a link in my inbox or something and they don't say anything, you know, like, at least introduce yourself, you know, ask me to listen to your music, tell me where you're from, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of give it a little bit of personal touch and not just him throwing this out there.
Yeah. They gotta be professional about it, yeah.
So what else? What is the day of a life, you know, in your shoes? What do you define as success? I've asked everybody that comes on my show. What do you define success? What is success to you?
Really just getting up and doing something that means something to you. Just being, just not being lazy, just sitting on the couch all day, not doing nothing. Just, yeah, get up, do something that you think might be positive for your life. And to make yourself a better person. So it's just, to me, it's not just not being lazy and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be
individual self-improvement or individual self-development.
Yeah. It ain't just got to be about money and, you know, and being all fancy and stuff. Just trying to get up and just doing something with your life.
Do you think you're ever going to spit some bars on a track? Are you trying to get into writing, or what are you trying to do over there? Are you just going to be the producer making the beat?
No, I'm actually getting into co-writing a little bit. I'm trying to write with some artists, so I don't know about rapping yet, but I might get into that a little bit later. But I am trying to co-write a little bit. I am trying to do a little mixing and mastering tracks and stuff, so I'm trying to expand a little bit more than just producing, so.
That's what's up. I can't wait to hear some of your future projects. And I can't wait to hear what you got going on with Sonny Nuke.
Yes.
He pretty cold. So let's see. I'm trying to upload. I got Seven Worlds uploaded. Fitting to play that really quick. Well, I upload this other track by Theory Pro and Alan Ambitious. Two individuals that just link up together and create this one beat, you know, and all these sounds. You guys have your own little styles, I'm sure, and your own personalities. I've never spoke to or talked to Theory Pro, but, I mean, I can only imagine. And then it just creates this one unique sound, I think is dope.
Yes, it's all about trying to be original in the music game. No one's be the sounding the same as everybody else, so we try to be original as possible.
It's definitely original, definitely original. So this next song, Heartless, that I got uploaded here in queue to play, you want to say anything about that and how that was created, or is there anything that's unique about that?
Basically, that's pretty much a fresh beat. It's like I just got that beat. Matter of fact, Theory Pro just sent me that beat like maybe a week ago. I said that's one of his beats he just made, so he sent it to me, and I just had to get you to play it.
Oh, that's what's up. Shit, we got brand new So you ain't, this don't have your touch on it, it's just Theory Pro?
Yeah, that's all you. Yeah, that's all Theory Pro. All right,
well, this one's called Heartless, so I hope y'all like it. I haven't listened to it yet, so it'll be the first time for me, too. There you have it, Heartless by Theory Pro, and we still live with Ambitious. Ambitious, I want to thank you so much for your time and calling in, and like I said, thank you again for your beats and whatnot.
You're welcome.
I'm finna take me a trip out to Tennessee and battle rap on some fools out there, smash on some leagues.
Yep, do that.
Visit you face to face and get my battle rap on. I got a thing out here. I'm going to battle 5 mics on April 17th out in Denver. And then I'll be battling a female named Keith out in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's Saturday, May 2nd. And then I'm going to be hitting up Mr. Ambitious for his birthday, Sunday, May 3rd. Giving him an early birthday shout out right here on Man FML Radio. His birthday is May 3rd, y'all. So please hit him up. Tweet him.
Yeah, do that.
Wish him a happy birthday. Make sure he know that you know that it's his birthday. Highly important to Mr. Ambitious.
Thank you so much.
So, anybody else you want to shout out? I want to say thank you. Special thanks to everybody that's been praying for my grandma. You know, she's getting a little bit better. She's still in ICU, but we keeping the faith. We staying positive. Prayers and condolences to Marky D's family and anybody out there that has lost somebody recently or, you know, is dealing with someone, you know, who is suffering and you have no control to help them, you know, prayers to y'all and just stay strong and go ahead. Anything you want to say, sweetie?
I just posted 2 new beats on Reverb Nation, L Ambitious and Theory Pro. One is called Last Supper, and the other one is called Lidor Vader, which means generation to generation. So check those two new beats out.
Oh, Ambitious, AMBITIOUS. Check them out, River Nation SoundCloud. And we finna be out for FML Radio. You have a good night.